Trump announces pause on 50% tariff as U.S.-Canada reach last-minute deal. Washington, President Donald Trump announced on August 18 that he would delay an additional 50% tariff on certain Canadian goods following last-minute talks between the two countries. The tariffs were originally set to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on August 19. Trump announced on Truth Social that the two countries have reached a deal. "I have paused the 50% tariffs against Canada that were scheduled to kick in tomorrow morning for a three-day period, based on the fact that Canada and the USA, subject to the finalization of documents, have a deal," he wrote. Trump added that the Keystone XL pipeline may be awoken from the grave as part of the deal. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said in a statement posted to X, "Substantial progress has been made, although there is important work still to be done." On July 20, the White House announced the additional tariffs on certain Canadian goods in retaliation for unreasonable and unequal treatment of U.S. alcohol, automotive, and dairy exports. Trump signed three proclamations that day, setting a 50% tariff covering more than $20 billion in products ranging from wine to hockey sticks and cement. This represents about 0.5% of goods exported to the United States and about 0.8% of Canadian GDP. Trump invoked Section 338 of the Tariff Act of 1930, which allows tariffs of up to 50% on imports from countries that discriminate against the United States. No previous American president has imposed a tariff under this authority. Carney and U.S. officials acknowledged intense, last-minute talks before the deadline. The White House declined to comment at the time of publication. Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc and Canada's chief trade negotiator Janice Charette met with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on August 17 in Washington. Greer told reporters on August 14 that Canada would need to end its retaliatory measures to avoid additional tariffs. While Canada lifted most of its retaliatory tariffs in September 2025, it retained counter-tariffs on certain U.S. goods in response to Washington's sectoral tariffs on automobiles, steel, and aluminum, arguing that the measures violated the terms of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Canada's supply management system, which implements limits on imports, has been a source of contention for the U.S. administration. Under this structure, imports that exceed Ottawa's caps are charged a tariff of up to 300%. But the United States argues that Canada treats the commerce of certain foreign countries more favorably than commerce of the United States with respect to dairy. Specifically, Canada denies the commerce of the United States benefits that Canada affords to materially similar dairy commerce from certain other foreign countries, and thus unreasonably burdens and disadvantages U.S. commerce compared to the commerce of certain other foreign countries, Trump's proclamation stated. The Keystone XL pipeline, which may be revived as part of a deal with Canada, was a proposed 1,200-mile project intended to transport up to 830,000 barrels of crude oil per day from Alberta to refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. On his first day in office in January 2021, President Joe Biden revoked the presidential permit for the Keystone XL border crossing, leading to the suspension of construction activities. Despite the 50% figure, most imports would have remained tariff-free, according to economists at the National Bank of Canada. While a 50% tariff is severe, it would apply to only 5% of U.S. imports from Canada. With 85% of Canada-U.S. trade registered under the USMCA over the last year, most imports would remain tariff-free even if these Section 338 levies are implemented, they wrote. According to Robert Kavcich, senior economist at BMO Economics, the new tariffs would hurt the Canadian economy. This, unfortunately, would come at a time when the Canadian economy is showing signs of breaking out of its slump and returning to decent growth into 2027, Kavcich said in a July note. Andrew Moran and Matthew Horwood contributed to this report.